Riding Home with Steve Jackson on The Drive. News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
Indeed. Well, very cool show today. Our first back from Austin last week, the great Paul Mercurio from The Daily Show and the Colbert Report, who was with us, of course, in Austin. In fact, he's the reason we went down there instead of New York, because The Daily Show was there last week, and we went Monday, and then Tuesday we were at this funky little karaoke bar in Austin with Jon Stewart and the cast of The Daily Show and all our friends. We also did our Mondays with Lanny Davis segment today. Dylan Brody joined us to talk about his thoughts on our Austin trip. We had Santa Rosa City Councilman Gary Wysocki, Petaluma Mayor David Glass, and we just finished up with Lieutenant Governor Gavin Newsom. Now it's time for our new Monday segment with one of the longtime local attorneys. He's a rock star in his own right, Michael Fumara. We call it Justice Gone Wild. Good to see you, man.
Good evening. Welcome back from Austin.
Thank you. Oh, it was insane. It was epic.
It's the Berkeley of the South.
It is, except it's so huge. I hadn't been there in 34 years, man. I felt like I was in New York part of the time.
That's what new tech money does.
Yeah, and it is a lot of new tech money down there. You look at the skyline, and it's gorgeous, but then there's cranes everywhere because they're still building skyscrapers.
But no smog, right?
No smog, no.
Not yet.
No, we hung out at the Stevie Ray Vaughan statue and took some photos. That was cool. But yeah, we had a great time. So we're going to talk a lot today about the election tomorrow and some propositions. One thing that you sent me today, and I think this is amazing, and it's very trite, but it's so right on, because I have done the same thing the last few elections. I couldn't find a number two pencil. You know, I'm at home today, and I remember going, I had no number two pencil in June for the primary. And I went to CVS, bought a bunch of pencils. I still couldn't find one today, and I got lucky and did find one. Why can't we use a pen?
Because the election system hasn't caught up with technology, and I don't think it's going to for quite a long time.
Which makes no sense.
Exactly.
I mean, as high tech as we are in this world, you have to find a number two pencil to vote?
Last night, I had to go to CVS and buy a sharpener and six pencils to sharpen to vote.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, people just don't. In this day and age, who's got a yellow soft lead number two pencil lying around the house? Nobody.
No.
Unless you got kids, maybe. You know.
A
crayon, yeah. That would work.
Well, it's another rejection. It would be worse than the hanging chads. They'd say it's a crayon mark.
We got to take our bottom of the hour break, and we'll be back for the full segment of Justice Gone Wild with Michael Fumara. But give us a little background, everybody, on your career here in Sonoma County, because it's been long running.
It's been long running. Since 1992, we established our offices here in Santa Rosa. We've expanded to Marin counties, and we also make appearances in all the North Bay counties. But we primarily are concerned about helping people and an affordable, high-quality representation to take their cases to trial if we have to on personal injury matters, serious personal injury matters. We collaborate with other lawyers and law firms because one team or two or three teams is better than one, and the price doesn't go up. So that's a good deal, good value. And we also do criminal defense. We keep people out of jail, prison, and look for jail alternatives because they make much more sense for the taxpayer and for the people who are crowded and warehoused in our jails.
We were just talking to the Lieutenant Governor about that, and you heard that.
I did hear that, and I agree wholeheartedly with him that we need to continue the reform that was begun with Governor Brown and some of the propositions that were actually initiated under his reign here, that one of them being the sentencing for felonies being reduced, and also the three-strike law was modified, thank goodness.
Yeah. 70% of us voted to modify that because some people were being thrown in prison for life for stealing a donut from a 7-Eleven.
That's the good example that everybody can relate to, going into a 7-Eleven and stealing a pack of gum or something small that is less than a dollar or two.
I would have liked to have asked Gavin this, but how powerful is, I know they're powerful, but how powerful is the corrections union? They seem to be more powerful than they have a right to be, in my opinion.
So powerful that the person who murdered Sharon Tate, Charles Manson, was able to get a phone in his prison cell. So if that sort of thing happens, what else is going on in these prisons in terms of graft, right, extortion, and then all of the above and more? But honestly, I think that that's been a subject of a lot of talk. They probably have a great deal of bargaining power, and they probably get paid to dress like the Santa Rosa police and other law enforcement. Who knows what the real details are? I haven't looked at their contracts, but they do quite well.
Yeah, politically, I know they have a lot of power. It's been proven.
That's true. And all of law enforcement seems to have a big power. Look at Measure O in Santa Rosa, for instance, 60% of the budget, or it's going to actually go a lot higher than that. Maybe it's something that we can talk about some other time.
All right. We'll take our bottom of the hour break. We'll be back with Santa Rosa attorney Michael Fiumara. The segment is called Justice Gone Wild on The Drive.
SRO.
You're listening to a Sonoma County original, The Drive with Steve Jackson on News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
It's time for Justice Gone Wild with Michael Fiumara.
Yes, thank you, Blair. 5:41 on your Monday drive, our new segment, Justice Gone Wild. Michael Fiumara, longtime Sonoma County criminal attorney, but you do it all, and you got a whole crew, and you even work with my good friend, the former DA, Stephen Passalacqua, too.
That's right. It's too bad he couldn't be here today. He's a very political animal.
Yeah. He will be in joining you at some point.
Good. Soon, of course he will.
Yeah. Cool. We were talking about the number two lead pencil to vote today, earlier before the break, which is just something that cracks me up, and it is weird. We can't figure out in this high-tech 2014 why one must get a yellow soft lead number two pencil just to vote.
Yeah, a pen should be enough of ink, yeah. Blue, black, yeah. Even red ink.
Yeah, and I'm you know, with the pencil, I'm going over and over the little tiny box just to make sure that it doesn't get missed.
Exactly.
You know, and then you have to sign it in order for it to count.
In ink, I hope, right?
I don't know. I didn't know, so I signed it in pencil.
I've done that for years, and then they told me it would be okay, but I don't know. Maybe my vote didn't count.
Yeah, I'm not so sure either. We'll ask the county registrar of voters who we'll have on tomorrow night during our election coverage about that. I'm going to give some grief about that. Michael, we were talking off air. Now it's time to talk on air about Prop 45 and 46. 45 is the health care insurance rate changes. I voted for that.
Wise choice. I think you voted for it, and I think most people will vote for it because it really does keep a tab on these insurance carriers and make sure that...
And it comes down to the insurance commissioner,
exactly.
Right? Who's overseeing this, and
that's
we
right.
Vote for the insurance commissioner,
right.
And he supposedly has our best interests.
Exactly.
Mind.
And the commercials always say, why give one politician so much power? But in this
right.
particular case, we need somebody who's going to hold the insurance carriers to the Holy Grail, or to keep them tied down to these excessive rates we've had. I mean, our law firm had quite a few increases, even with Kaiser, but it wasn't like the 30 or 40% rates that some people have had. And as you know, personal bankruptcy, it's mostly caused by these unpaid medical bills.
Yeah, exactly. And it... Well, yeah, when you see that the insurance companies are saying, no, don't vote up. Don't vote yes for this.
It's better to see the Nurses Association, the president of the California Nurses Association said, yes, and I like nurses. And when I go to the hospital or doctors, they're the ones that are there. The doctors
they're the
are
the best.
That's right.
Dolores Huerta, I like her a lot.
Yeah, I noticed her too. And I saw her name, Dolores Huerta, was beaten badly for just demonstrating for Cesar Chavez when he was so hard fighting for the immigrant laborers and those in the agricultural union. So I really like her.
So do I. I always have been a big fan. Now, Prop 46...
Uh-oh.
You and I disagreed on this, but I'm still not sure. When we had pro and con for 45 and 46 on this show last month, and I'm still not totally understanding Prop 46, but You know, this is the one that the gentleman whose kids were killed by a doctor who was high or something?
That's right, yes. And you'll see that many of the people who are in favor of this proposition are victims of preventable medical error. And they have a right to be complaining because most of these errors could be prevented based upon some testing. Pilots are tested. Certain train drivers and other truck drivers are tested. Why can't those who do some of the most sensitive surgeries that protect our lives, why can't they be tested on some sort of basis? I don't want to be over-intrusive because I don't like the government. I really don't like how over-intrusive they are and oppressive. But I think in this case, there's something to be said about that, and I also think that it's going to save lives, and in the end, it's going to lower insurance rates because there won't be these mistakes.
All right. Now, about Prop 46 also would, raise the medical malpractice cap?
Right.
Which, of course, hasn't been changed since the 70s.
That's right, and it hasn't been adjusted for inflation either. Under the historic landmark Medical Injury Compensation Reform Act, that's MICRA, the attorneys who take these cases cannot get a certain amount of damages, non-economic damages, more than $250,000. That puts a real crimp on some of these horrendous cases, bad baby cases, cases where people are egregiously injured during the time that they're being operated on or given medical attention. So I think that it needs to change, and doctors need to be held accountable like everybody else.
It would change the cap, but it wouldn't make it
astronomical.
Infinity.
No, it wouldn't. It would just adjust it to inflation.
Well, that makes sense.
And you know what? There's that hasn't been talked about very much in regard to the commercials for...
I haven't heard any of that pro or con, really.
That's what the problem is, because people think, wow, it's $1 billion. It may be punitive damages. It's none of those. It's really adjusted for inflation, which $250,000 in 1975 dollars would be, what, $1 million, $1 million, $100,000? Still, $1 million in this county is not a lot of money.
No. Mike's got that in his pocket.
That's right, right?
Well, I may have made a mistake on Prop 46. Short break. Do we have a caller? Okay, short break, and then someone wants to talk to Michael Fumara. It is Justice Gone Wild, our new Monday afternoon show here on The Drive.
A lonely voice of reason in America's great liberal stronghold. The Dennis Miller Show, weekdays 1 to 3 on 1350 KSRO. Breaking news, compelling talk. Depend on it.
The largest RV dealer in the North Bay is now celebrating 22 years in business, and they're right here in Petaluma. And by now, you've heard their ads wanting to buy or consign motorhomes, travel trailers, fifth wheels, and truck campers. Well, it worked, and they have 6 acres busting at the seams with inventory, and it's all on sale. If you've ever considered owning a new or used RV, there's never been a better time for you to buy one. Reed's Trailer Sales has the best selection, the best prices on all new and used inventory. Don't miss another summer of family fun. Find the motorhome, travel trailer, fifth wheel, or truck camper of your dreams at Reed's Trailer Sales and start camping today. Reed's Trailer Sales in Petaluma. Call 792-9100 or on the web at reedsrv.com. That's reedsrv.com.
Reed's, Reed's, you should buy your trailer at Reed's. A fifth wheel, travel trailer, or utility. You should buy your trailer at Reed's.
Reed's Trailer Sales.
Now, more of The Drive with Steve Jackson on Sonoma County's News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
All right, we're going to wrap up on Prop 46 and get into Prop 47 and a bunch of other stuff here on Justice Gone Wild, our new Monday segment with Santa Rosa attorney Michael Fumara. On the line, we have Mandy. Hi, Mandy.
Hey, Michael.
Hi, Mandy. How are you doing? Is this the Mandy Lee, the infamous, very tough special ed attorney from Marin and San Francisco? Is that who this is?
That's who this is.
All right. Good. Good. I'm glad to hear you and hear from you. Did you have a specific question?
No. I was calling in to just kind of touch base with the discussion and some of the discussions that you were having.
About the propositions or what?
Yeah, sure. I heard some commentary about the healthcare issues that you were discussing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know what, Mandy, it's more than that. I think there's a big backlash against trial attorneys like yourself because there's trial attorney envy out there because they think that we just go out there and sue and get these Boku bucks. And look at you in the Ninth Circuit when you were there just recently. You couldn't even get the Ninth Circuit judge you were in front of to understand how special ed needs are expensive and they have to be tailored for the kid. And yet, you know, they think that we're just making money hand over fist. And that's not always the case at all.
No, I definitely think that there's a huge misconception, especially when attorneys are representing civil rights. I think there's a very huge misconception that that there are big wins and windfalls for attorneys in those areas. And I think that's happening more and more in the court system. So, I see that's a huge struggle.
All right.
Well, Mandy, I appreciate your call. I thank you so much for calling in. I just hope that you keep fighting for these kids like you did in Santa Rosa for that special ed kid who got his ears boxed. And, you know, we settled that case for what was a fair amount, and he got placed in a great program. And that's the most important thing. And I know you feel good at night doing that, too.
Definitely. Yeah, for sure.
Thank you, Mandy.
All right. Okay, take care.
It is Justice Gone Wild, our new Monday segment with attorney Michael Fiumara. Okay, so I think I screwed up on 46. I don't have a problem at all. In fact, this was one of the stranger propositions I've seen in recent years.
They added too much. There's absolutely many sections. And I think if it passes constitutionally, they're going to say it's not one subject, and therefore it was confusing. And if it's confusing, it may be ruled, overturned, even if it passes, it's too confusing.
It was. So we're talking about Prop 46. It would be doctors being tested for illegal drug and alcohol use. I support that. And the medical malpractice cap has not changed since the mid-70s, and this would just keep up with inflation, which makes perfect sense to me, so I'm sorry that I voted for against 46. 47, you told me, is a no-brainer. Let's talk about that.
I think this one really needs to be passed because it really does do what it has to do, and that is several different things. It's really going to, first of all, there's scare tactics here. They're saying it's going to keep dangerous criminals on the streets. It's going to keep dangerous criminals locked up. It authorizes felonies for sex offenders, for anyone with a violent propensity, rape, murder, all of those, and child molestation. It prioritizes serious and violent crime, and it stops wasting prison space on petty crime, such as petty theft, which is going to be changed from $950 and above. It can't be charged. It will only be charged as a felony at that level, not anything below. So it really does provide for a way to prioritize serious versus felony charges and serious versus misdemeanor charges. It provides new funding for education and crime prevention. That's what it does too. So K through 12 will be receiving additional monies, and that's what we need in the schools, prevention,
right,
especially about truancy. That's a big
one. I voted for that. Omar's in Santa Rosa wants to talk about 47. Hi, Omar.
Hi, this is Omar Medina.
All right, Omar. I voted for you, by the way. I think you're going to make a great addition to the
school board.
The Santa Rosa.
I voted for you too, Omar.
Thank you.
And we've never met.
Yeah.
Let's talk about 47.
Press Democrat
definitely. 47, I'm definitely for 47. You know, we got to vote yes on it. It's really about kind of changing the whole prison industrial complex to me. It's, you know, we're imprisoning way too many people and investing too much money in the prisons. We really need to invest more in education.
Yes.
As I'm sure you've seen, we're spending about $62,000 a year per prisoner.
Hey, Omar, Gavin said it was $60,000. It's even worse than you thought. Gavin Newsom was just on, and he said $60,000 to incarcerate them, and they don't even get any rehab or very little of it.
Well, yeah, and, well, I mean, we're spending so much money on them, and then at the same time, you know, we also got to look at, like, what's happening with a realignment with AB 109 and what happened with that. You know, the Supreme Court ruled we needed to release a lot of prisoners, and they've been coming back to the counties. And so whole point is that there's way too many prisoners in California. It's obviously a problem. It's costing the state a lot of money. It's causing us now a lot of problems within the county in terms of the amount of money we're having to spend, you know, with probation officers and law enforcement. So this is something that I definitely think we should all vote for, and we really need to start, you know, going along that upstream investment model, investing young, investing in education, ensuring that our students is where we're putting our time and our money in, so that we don't even get to that point where we're having to deal with these issues. You know, and I think going back to the health stuff, we really need to spend a lot more time and energy on mental health stuff.
Yes,
you know, in the schools, because I think oftentimes that's often what that ignoring those issues sometimes leads to a lot of other problems that kind of lead youth to eventually get on that path towards, you know, not succeeding and getting in the whole prison industry.
I say right on. And now, Omar, we've never met, never talked. I'm glad I voted for you.
See, I'm glad I voted for you, too. You just keep up the good work. You see the warehousing of minorities, too, the Latino community, the African-American community, and various other people who end up spending a lot more time in the jails and prisons and in higher proportions. We have more people in our jails and prisons than any other country per capita in the whole world. That's pretty sad, isn't it?
Oh, that's extremely sad. I don't know how much attention y'all have been putting, you know, to the county's Portrait of Sonoma report that they put out, you know, in the past, I think it was around July or April. But one of the big things that stood out there specifically to my district was the third grade reading levels here. We are at 43% of third graders actually reading at the level they should be.
That's ridiculous.
And when it comes to Latinos, it's 27%. And that's generally the biggest indicator as to whether a student's going to succeed or not, you know. And the fact that those numbers are so low, to me, is just unacceptable. And I think that we really need to pay attention and really focus on that, figure out what's going on, what we can do to really change those numbers, because you know what, it's killing futures is what it's doing when we're not focusing our time and energy there.
Omar, thank you so much for listening and calling in, man. Best of luck tomorrow in the election.
Yes, Omar, you're going to win.
Appreciate it.
All right, we got to take one last look at traffic here on The Drive. All right, we are out of time for this Monday. Thanks to Paul Mercurio from The Daily Show and Colbert Report, Dylan Brody, the great humorist and storyteller. Mondays with Lanny Davis, former Clinton advisor, Santa Rosa City Councilman Gary Wysocki, Petaluma Mayor David Glass, California Lieutenant Governor Gavin Newsom, and of course, our new segment every Monday at this time at about 5:20. It's Justice Gone Wild with Santa Rosa Attorney Michael Fiumara. We got so much more to talk about. We're out of time today.
Well, thank you for having me.
Hey, it's great to see you.
And everyone vote. Get out there and vote.
Please do. And we'll be covering it all tomorrow night with Patrick Dorenson in the studio, Terry Price in the studio, Paul Gullickson and Jim Sweeney live from the KSRO Press Democrat studio, live from the KSRO Petaluma Bureau, Brian Sobel. And we'll be talking to all the candidates and such. And I look forward to next week's show with you, Michael, and we're actually going to be talking some more about Jill Ravitch.
That's a good topic.
She is our district attorney, and there's a lot to talk about.
Yeah, wait till you see the video that I have for you.
Okay, send it to me.
I will.
Great to see you, man. We will see you next week, and we'll talk to all of you tomorrow on the Tuesday Drive on KSRO.
This is Sonoma County's News Talk KSRO, Santa Rosa, Petaluma, Rohnert Park. At 1350 AM and the new FM 103.5.